理课堂听 class.com。
Integrating skills, reading and writing.
We've already met, haven't we? The story of how I got my new job and came to be on such good terms with my boss is a funny one. It happened like this. I was cycling along a street on my way to the interview. A yellow car passed me and suddenly cut in right in front of me, as there was another car coming in the other direction.I had to brake hard, and I hit another cyclist. We both fell, but fortunately, neither of us was hurt. I was extremely angry. I saw that a little further up the road, the traffic lights had turned red. I cycled as fast as I could, and saw that the driver in the yellow car was waiting at the red light. I was still so angrythat I went up to tell him what I thought of him. I cycled in front of him, got off my bicycle, and laid it down on the road in front of his car so that he couldn't drive off. Then I told him what a bad driver I thought he was. I told him that he had knocked two people off their bicycles and had nearly caused a bad accident. I told him that he was a danger to other people on the road.I went on shouting at him while everyone was looking at him. His face became red. When the light turned green, I said to him, "Don't be so stupid in the future. Drive carefully so that everyone can enjoy a long life." Then I picked up my bicycle and rode on. Fortunately, I was on time for the interview. It was an important job.And I wanted the job very much. I walked into the room where three people were waiting to interview me. There was a woman who was the boss of the office in which I wanted to work. There was a man with whom I would have to work together. And finally, the manager of the company, the driver of the yellow car. We looked at each other for a moment in great surprise and total silence. What should I do now?I decided to look on the whole matter as a great joke. I laughed and said, "Yes, we've already met, haven't we? I remember that the last time we met, I did most of the talking, so perhaps I should let you do the talking this time." For a moment, I saw him thinking. Then he realized that I was not going to say anything about his bad driving. The interview went very well.I told the company about my work experience and answered their questions as well as I could. 2 days later, I received a letter offering me the job. I was pleased that the manager had decided not to be angry with me for having been so rude. Now I make jokes about it and say to everyone that I dare tell my manager exactly what I think of him.
Workbook.Unit 20. Humor. Integrating skills. Reading. The two old friends. Two old friends were living in one house. One found a muffin. The other caught a mouse. Said he who found the muffin to him who caught the mouse, "This happens just in time, for we've nothing in the house, except a piece of lemon and a teaspoonful of honey.And what to do for dinner, since we haven't any money? What can we expect if we haven't any dinner? We'll lose our teeth and hair and keep on growing thinner." Said he who caught the mouse to him who found the muffin, "We might cook this little mouse if only we had some stuffing. With some sage and a little onion, we could do extremely well. But how to get that stuffing is difficult to tell."Those two old friends ran quickly to the town and asked for sage and onions while they walked up and down. They boiled 2 large onions, but no sage was to be found in the shops or in the market or all the gardens around. But someone said, "A I hear there is a little to the west, and to its top a narrow path you will not need a rest. And there among the rocks lives an ancient sage, a wise old man who reads all day long only a single page. Climb up and seize him by his legs, reading as he sits, and pull him down and chop him into bits. Then mix him with your onion, cut up also very small, and your stuffing will be ready, and very good after all. Those two old friends, without loss of time, the mountain at once began to climb, and at the top, among the rocks, and with a serious look, they saw that sage reading a very, very thick book. "You wise old sage," they cried aloud, "your book you've read enough in. We wish to chop you into bits to mix you in our stuffin'." But the old wise sage looked calmly up, stopped reading, and then shook, and hit the two friends' hairy heads with a big and heavy book. And over mountain top and side they rolled all the way down. They rolled and never stopped in street or field or town. And when they reached their house, they found, besides their missing stuffing, the mouse had fled, and before doing that, had eaten up the muffin. They left their home without a word through the back door, and from that hour, those friends were never heard of more. Unit 21. Body language. Speaking. Work with your partner and act out the situations. Use the phrases in the box.
"Excuse me, sir. That suitcase looks very heavy. Would you like me to help you with it?"
"Yes, please. It's very heavy."
"Thank you."
"That's very kind of you."
"Not at all. Is there anything else I can do for you?"
"No, thank you. Thanks for all your help." Reading.
Body talk. We use both words and body language to express our thoughts and opinions and to communicate with other people. We can learn a lot about what a person is thinking by watching his or her body language. Words are important, but the way a person stands, folds his or her arms, or moves his or her hands can also give us information about his or her feelings. Just like spoken language, body language varies from culture to culture. Making eye contact, looking directly into someone's eyes, is, in some countries, a way to show interest. In other countries, however, eye contact is rude or disrespectful. The gesture for okay, making a circle with one's thumb and index finger, has different meanings in different cultures. In Japan, someone who sees another person making the gesture will think it means money. In France, a person seeing the same gesture will think it means zero. In Brazil and Germany, however, the gesture is rude. The thumbs up gesture, meaning great or good job in the U.S., is rude in Nigeria, but in Germany and Japan, it means the number one. The crazy gesture, moving the index finger in a circle in front of the ear, means you have a phone call in Brazil. Even the gestures we use for yes and no are different around the world. In many countries, shaking one's head means no, and nodding means yes. In Bulgaria, parts of Greece, and Iran, however, the gestures have the opposite meaning. There are also differences as to how often we touch each other, how close we stand to someone we are talking to, and how we act when we meet or part. In some countries, for example, France and Russia, a visiting friend is greeted with a kiss on the cheek. In other countries, people greet each other with a firm handshake, a loving hug, a bow, or simply a nod of the head. While there are many different interpretations of our body language, some gestures seem to be universal. Pressing one's palms together and resting one's head on the back of one hand while closing the eyes as if sleeping means "I am tired." A good way of saying "I am full" is moving the hand in circles over the stomach after a meal. If a person pats his or her stomach before a meal, it usually means, I am hungry. Perhaps the best example of universally understood body language is the smile. A smile can help us get through difficult situations and find friends in a world of strangers. A smile can open doors and tear down walls. It can be used to express almost any emotion. We can use a smile to apologize, to greet someone, to ask for help, or to start a conversation. We can smile at ourselves in the mirror to make ourselves feel happier and stronger. And if we are feeling down or lonely, there is nothing better than to see the smiling face of a good friend.
Workbook, Unit 21. Body language. Integrating skills. Reading.
Animal body language. Human beings are not the only ones who communicate. Animals use body language and facial expressions to tell each other how they feel and what they think. Here's a quick look at how some of our animal friends send messages to us and to each other. Dogs use facial expressions, sounds, body movements, and their tails to communicate. When a dog is happy, its ears will stand up and its eyes will be wide open. The dog will bark excitedly, wag its tail, and may run around in circles or jump up and down to show you that it wants to play. A dog that is afraid will lay its ears back and close its eyes. The dog may show its teeth and lower its body so that it is close to the ground. The dog may also shiver or tremble, and it will put its tail between its legs. When a dog is angry, it will stare at you, show its teeth, and snarl. The dog's body will be upright, and the dog will try to make itself look as big as possible. The tail will stand straight out from the body. Elephants also use noises and body language to express themselves. An elephant's sense of smell is highly developed. An elephant can smell how another elephant is feeling, and even tell if it is sick. The elephant's nose or trunk is also used to make noises and to greet other elephants. Different noises have a variety of meanings. They can mean, I am hungry, I am angry, or good to see you. An elephant's body language includes ear signals and gestures. If an elephant spreads its ears, it means, watch out, to show friendship. Elephants will touch each other with their trunks and stand close to each other, putting their foreheads together. Dolphins are social animals. They live in groups and like to show each other their feelings. An angry dolphin will sometimes slap its tail on the surface of the water. The movement and noise let other dolphins know that something is wrong. If a dolphin wants to send a message over a long distance, or if it simply wants to show how strong it is, it will jump high out of the water and land on its side, making a loud splash. A dolphin that is happy will play with its friends, often making small jumps into the air. When dolphins are tired and need to rest, they will swim in small groups close to the surface. If you see dolphins doing this, you should not disturb them.
Unit 22. A World of Fun. Speaking. Work together with your partner. Prepare 3 role cards using the example below. Exchange cards with your partner and use the map to help your partner find the way to the attractions.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the roller coaster is?
The roller coaster, let me see. Oh yes, I know where it is. Go straight down this road and then turn left. Go over the bridge, walk past the Big Tower Freefall ride, and the roller coaster will be on your left. You can't miss it.
Okay. Straight down, then left, over the bridge, walk past the freefall ride, and it will be on my left. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Reading.
Theme parks. A theme park is a collection of rides, exhibitions, or other attractions that are based on a common theme. Unlike traditional amusement parks, theme parks often want to teach visitors something. At the World Park, one of the largest theme parks in China, visitors can look at buildings, castles, and statues from more than 30 countries. At the China Ethnic Culture Park, people can learn about the customs, costumes, and culture of China's 55 minorities. There are also theme parks about cartoon characters, animals, even about water. What they all have in common is that they combine fun with the opportunity to learn something. Many people come to theme parks looking for thrills and entertainment. But theme parks also try to make sure that visitors leave knowing more about their theme. A good example of a theme park that both educates and entertains is Ocean Park in Hong Kong. Visitors to Ocean Park will find all the rides and attractions that can be found in most parks, but they will also find many opportunities to learn about life in the ocean. More than 50,000 students visit the park every year. The park has a conservation center that helps protect marine animals and their habitats in the rivers and coastal waters of Asia. Ocean Park is built on both sides of the mountain, on the south side of Hong Kong Island. The park is divided into two sections. Having enjoyed the rides at the headland, visitors can take the shuttle to the lowland. At the lowland, they can explore the past of the discovery of the ancient world and examine giant footprints at the dinosaur exhibition. Visitors can also learn about coral and sharks at Delphin University, look at the winged beauty from the butterfly house, or admire An-An and Jia-Jia, the two giant pandas. Disneyland in California was one of the first theme parks to become popular around the world. New Disney parks have opened in other parts of the U.S. and in Europe and Asia. The theme of the Disney parks is the world of Walt Disney and his characters, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and many others. Visitors to the Disney parks can meet Mickey and his friends, enjoy rides and games, and look at exhibitions from all parts of the world. Another big theme park in the U.S. is Universal Studios in Florida. At Universal, all the rides and activities are based on Universal Pictures movies. Entering one of the attractions at Universal Studios is like stepping into the world of your favorite movie. Visitors can go on exciting rides where they can feel what it is like to do the things they have seen their heroes do in a movie. New theme parks are being built all over the world. It seems that people just cannot get enough of scary rides and exciting adventures. The parks are becoming more advanced, and new technology allows us to experience almost anything without actually being in danger or risking injury. So if you want to know what it feels like to fall through the air, take off in a rocket, fly a helicopter, or fight alien creatures in outer space, visit one of the theme parks in your area. If there isn't one where you live yet, don't worry, the theme parks are coming.
Integrating skills. Reading and writing. Live to ride. For many visitors, rides are what theme parks are all about. Much has changed since the early days of roller coasters. Today, rides are wilder and scarier than ever. The cars run faster, the tracks are higher, and you must be ready to go through twists, loops, and drops. Some roller coasters even let you race against your friends. Two tracks are next to each other, and you fly through the air just meters away from your friends. Other roller coasters are inside a mountain or a building, so that you ride through darkness. Another attraction found in many theme parks is the thrill ride. Like roller coasters, thrill rides let you enjoy a good scream as you experience something exciting.
Instead of rolling, twisting and looping, like the roller coasters, thrill rides use technology and special effects to give you a thrill. Some thrill rides will let you feel what it is like to fall through the air. You sit in a car that falls from a tall tower and you scream your way down to a safe landing. Thrill rides can also send you into space or deep down in the ocean. You sit in a car that rocks and shakes while you watch a large screen in front of you. You can feel what it is like to live in space, walk on the ocean floor, or ski with polar bears at the North Pole. The only limit to the fun is the imagination of the designers of the thrill rides, and it seems to be endless. Workbook, Unit 22, A World of Fun, Integrating Skills, Reading. Around the world in one day. For those of us who don't have the time or money to explore the world as much as we would like, theme parks offer an opportunity to see more of the planet we live on. One of China's oldest and most popular theme parks is the Window of the World. There are lots of parks called Window of the World in China. In the park, visitors can view small copies of famous buildings and landscapes. Another well-known park that shows small copies of the real world is Splendid China. The park teaches visitors about the art, culture, history, and customs of China. Other theme parks offer a different kind of window on the world. In 2003, the new underwater world park in Qingdao was open. The park takes visitors on a journey underwater. The journey begins at the beach and continues down to the bottom of the sea. Visitors can enjoy all the beauty and wonders of life deep down in the ocean. They will also learn about coral reefs, fish, and marine mammals. The underwater world park attracts both tourists and students. It is a good place to enjoy the beauty of the ocean and learn more about marine life. Another park that brings visitors close to nature is Safari Park. Unlike most zoos, where animals are kept in cages, Safari Park looks like a natural habitat. Visitors walk or travel in buses and can see the animals in their natural environment. Safari Park is divided into three areas, one with tame animals like deer, birds, and elephants, one with more dangerous animals such as tigers, lions, and bears, and one where visitors can see crocodiles, monkeys, and snakes. In this third area, it is also possible to see animals play and perform. Near Xi'an, an entire village has become a theme park for people who wish to enter the world of the past. Here in Banpo Park, visitors can learn more about Yangshao culture. This early Chinese culture produced beautiful art, clothes, and music. It is also believed that this culture was different from most other cultures because it was the women and not the men that were the leaders. While the real world is always better and more interesting than a model in a park, theme parks can show us what the world looks like and teach us to better understand history, nature, and culture.